Praise the Lord, dear brother and sister. Let's, for this morning, as the Lord speak through me for the Bible portion, Philippians chapter 3. We are there? Okay. Read. 1 to 11. Okay. Philippians chapter 3, verse 1 to 11. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. For me to write the same things to you is not tedious, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the mutilations, circumcision. Yeah. For we are the circumcisions who worship God in the Spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I also might have confidence in the flesh, if anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, this I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrections and the fellowship of His sufferings, being conformed to His death. Let's pray. Heavenly praises, Father, my God, my Savior, thanks for these portions, Lord, that we are going to meditate, Lord. Give your every living presence among us, Lord. Thus a child of God who are being saved by your grace, Lord, truly seek your face, Lord, and bring your name to be glorified, O Lord. Also, Lord, I hide behind me, behind your cross, Lord, that you may be my mouth, Lord, and speak throughout the time and give your presence, O Lord. Give glory honor to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Dear brother and sister, this is the time to be joyful, always where we stand, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This portion, when the letter written, dear brother Paul, he was so many times in the prison. But what a joyful time, even as a child of Christ, we are also in the prison, but we may rejoice in the body of the Christ. He never failed. He failed even in his life, but the strength of the resurrections of our Lord Jesus Christ has raised him up. So when he was in prison, he written this letter because he knows that rejoicing in Christ, not to remain in him, but to share with each brother and sister, that they also may rejoice in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The first portion, when he's come to the time to rejoice in the Lord, not in your circumstances. We are the people of the world because when we born from the mother womb, we have an eternal imprisonment. We ended our life to be, if we did not know the Lord, going to be end of endless hope. But it's thanks to God, Even we have imprisonment everlasting from our mother's womb, our Lord Jesus Christ reveals His through His Holy Spirit that we may see His glory and we may save ourselves not by our faith but through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the calling dear brother Paul giving to us. Not only that Philippians that time, but it's a calling for each brother and sister to rejoice in His names. We have a lot of troubles in our lives when we walk through this world. Yes, we are a child of God. Lord has confirmed through His Holy Spirit and given His resurrected power that we face all these challenges and come and always remember He is our author of our life. But still, when we say, it is easier to say than done. It is not to done in such a way that Lord is expecting our life. But we can rejoice so many ways. Our problems always make us, is a natural our life. Someone in my family sick, someone maybe have a financial problem, someone losing their job. But still, as a brother Paul is giving us encouragement word, rejoicing. Whatever our circumstances in our life, we should not look. Because Bible reminds us, we walk by faith, not by sight. If that is truly in our life, then why should we worry? But it still comes. Because we are the people who are bearing the fleshly body all the time and remembering with the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is a very great conflict, especially when I saw in my life, it's not easy. A lot of things have been challenging a different way, socially conflict or financial conflict, but I am happy that still Lord is in me and I'm sure all of with you, and we are rejoicing in the body of Christ. There is a lot of reasons, I think, that we rejoice even in the earth. We are living as a child of God. Acts chapter 13, verse 48. Just only two sentences. Can you read one brother or sister? Acts chapter 13, verse 48.
And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed.
Yes. Thank you, brother. So, when the message of God is a free gift of salvation, it's to all. It came for some portion of the people of the Jews, but when they rejected, it comes to the Gentiles of the people. All heard the message and got the free gift. It's a salvation. That is the reasons rejoicing. When they got the message, they are just have a gladness. What a real joy in their heart. They have that moment. But when not only that, when getting the message of the scripture or the Lord giving His words, but we also rejoice when we are going to saved. We can see Bible chapter, Acts chapter 8, verse 39. Someone can read. Acts chapter 8, verse 39. When we know that Enoch, who is going through the desert, and Philip just came to him and explained the Bible, scripture portion, and when he saved and take the baptism, he was rejoicing. Can you read someone that portion?
When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. The eunuch never saw him again, but went on his way rejoicing.
Yeah, it is a rejoicing. What a great rejoicing when we saved. By the grace of God, through put our faith and trust all these things. So we are saved and we are rejoicing. What a greatness our God have. So not only that, brother and sister, when we saved, we have a confirmation. We have a confirmation that our name is written or recorded in the heaven. Someone can read Luke chapter 10, verse 20. Luke chapter 10, verse 20.
However, do not rejoice that the Spirit submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven.
Yes, that is the rejoicing. When we are saved, we are rejoicing in the name of our Lord. But after saving, still we have a hope that our name is written in the heaven. That is the cause that we may rejoice. It is not ending our joy after save, but we also rejoice even our name is written in the heaven. And not only the written in the heaven, brother and sister, we have a glorious hope, isn't it? That's why you also rejoice. In someone can read Romans chapter 12, verse 12. Yes. So we have a blessed hope, brother and sister. Where we stand, whatever the circumstances, does not matter. Even we saved, we have recorded in the heaven our names, but still we have a hope to rejoice in His name. That hope for this rejoicing, what do we hope for? Definitely, we hope for something, isn't it? We hope for in our personal life, we can see something, someone promoted some job, they are hoping something, not only the designation is promoted, but something with the salary also substituted by that one. So that is the we hope for something. Someone can read, dear brother and sister, Matthew chapter 5, verse 12. I'm sorry, it's too much going through scripture.
Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven.
Yes.
For so persecuted by the prophets which were before you.
Yes. Thank you, brother. So we have a hope, blessed hope, that we have a reward is waiting in heaven. So what a glorious, we have a reasons to rejoicing. There is a maybe lot of reasons, but it summarizes when I gone through the scripture portion, speak through the Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ, that when we are being saved, we walk through this world, we have a justified and it's a blessed hope that not only written over there, but we have a reward which is waiting, which is coming through. In our life, we can see a lot of things, this situation, but Bible reminds through the King David's life, so many times he had ups and downs in his life, but still he is rejoicing in the Lord. Someone can read Psalms 51, verse 12.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me.
Yes, thank you, Raj. So it's a joy for even King David, lot of things he failed himself, his actions, way of failure does not matter, but still he found himself to rejoice when he found through his restorations of his strength, every failure given the success because of the trusting on the Lord and rejoicing in his presence. Dear brother and sister, we are mourning. Not only this morning, I'm telling, in the morning, every morning, not in the earthly morning, even our life's morning. We have faith, we have failure. And when we failed and we look to the Lord, we have a new morning each and every moment. So that's morning I am just reminding all of you. So we need to have ensure that whatever the worldly situations happen behind you or in front of you, is sun goes down or up, does not matter. That the matter is when whatever is happening, we are walking with the Lord faithfully and rejoicing in His name. And this portion, that's why Paul always reminding not only the brothers of these Philippians, is also reminding also us. The whatever the situation is, maybe some bumped up the price of the fuel, we are goes down. Isn't it? It's price. But we have a matchless price. That is the free gift of salvation, which is uncomparable. So we also have so many things. Someone's I know, I still remember, brother has lost his rabbit, do you know? So, but we found in the Christ, what a great God we have, isn't it? So that is the great things I always felt. Sometimes we felt a lot of great personality in this world, especially when we, as a sportsman, we can see like Sachin, or I met here Brett Lee. I love this guy because of bowling and a lot of things. But when I met, I thought, oh, I met a great man, do you know? But even happened, Sachin Tendulkar did not know me, or Prime Minister of any country, or the USA President did not know me. But my gods know me. That is a great thing we have. So a lot of, we can see in our lives, a lot of failures, a lot of things happening, but still their Lord is with us. We may have something, do you know? Always we think in our lives better to better and expecting more better, what will be happen? But when we can't achieve ourselves on that standard, we may have a lost of hope. But we found ourselves, we have a eternal hope through the Lord Christ, Jesus Christ. So that's the hope we are living from. That is a blessed hope we have in heaven. We also sometimes discourage, brother, that we someone lose job or something failure happen in the family. It happens. Why I'm explaining with the reality? Because this is the thing we can't avoid in our daily life. We have to face this one. But still, a lot of discouragement we have in our life. But we have a promise that even we lose our job, even some our credit card stolen, whatever happened does not matter. We have a great treasure in heaven. That is the promise Lord has given. We should not be worried all these things. And that is the portion always remind us that what is the Paul he brings to them, that rejoicing without any reason, only the one reason, that is the Lord Jesus Christ. He saved us and have rewarding us and given a living hope, not to die each and every day as we are before the knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's also ensuring the beer of this circumstances. Protect yourself. It's a safeguard when rejoicing in the Lord. We are protecting through the Lord our heart. Here written verse 3, next of the chapter, that we should not put our confidence in the flesh, but in the Lord. Yes, it is true. If it is true, someone can read Ephesians chapter 2, 8 and 9. It's very common part, I'm sure.
God saved you by His grace when you believe. And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God.
Yes.
Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done.
Yes.
So none of us can boast about it.
Yes, thank you, brother dear. So we know this version very familiar, because we, when saved, we know that is not our any act, any actions is can get credit for this kind of life that we are leading and getting the free salvation. This is our Lord Jesus Christ who gifted us. If we deny all these things, that means we are nullifying the cross. We are just avoiding and we are just denying that Lord not bring the salvations. But it is not true, you know, together, because when you are walking the faithfully, we know how much Lord is gracious to you and me. He given His painful cross, not to bear the cross painfully, but with the cheerful and with the rejoicing in His name. So dear brother and sister, whatever the circumstances in our life will come, we should not be worried. We'll walk in faithfully. Circumstances, here we know a lot of there is ritual things used to do Paul. Paul used to, he was a very orthodox and I think traditional doing Jewish things and super lot of conservative, lot of things in his lives he follows. And he thought, I have done a lot of things and it will make a way for the heaven. And it was that time, I think, a very justified thing, have to wear something, have to do something, and it makes some together for the way that they may know to the Lord and go to the heaven. But no, it's a confession of openly, dear brother Paul, who is telling nothing can work because we save by grace, not by his own power. Because no outward, any part of body, it makes us cleanse or make it circumcisions. Only the inward part of the heart that can be unveiled, then we can be real circumcisions. And that is the true circumcisions is reminding Paul here, that our heart should be circumcised with the Lord. And someone, it is a commanded in the scripture also. Someone can read Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 16. Yes, circumcise your heart. Does not matter whoever comes from the whose background as a Jews or Gentiles or whatever done in the childhood or the latter does not differ. The circumcise need in our heart, which is truly brings the justified for before our God to present ourselves to be really ourselves as a sacrificing as a for the worship presentations. Someone can also read that Jeremiah. Chapter 4, verse 4. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 4.
Circumcise yourselves to the Lord and take away the foreskins of your heart, ye men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, lest my fury come forth like fire and burn that none can quench it,
yes,
because of the evil of your doing.
Yes, thank you, brother. So, circumcise your heart simply, brother, when we say, when we have a reason to rejoice, whatever the situation in our life, we should not be worried. We should not be worried whatever done in our life before or going to be after, but we will be rejoiced to be at the cross, and real circumcisions will come when truly obey the Lord and be worshipping in the with the God Spirit. So that is our Lord when given His grace and forgiven every iniquities through His blood and given truly Himself and given not only His forgiveness but given the power of resurrections that we stand with that strength and go through this world to the heaven that we have given empowered that as a child of God. So here also Paul counted everything loss what you have done. Even we also, what we have done, even doing, it does not matter. It matters when we look to the Lord and Lord really understand that our heart is circumcised by His grace and our nature, we know our nature of our God is graceful nature, what He is doing in our life. So look at all the way into Him that what Paul has counted lost, but through the Christ, when He found Himself, all our gain. So we are also rejoicing through these gains, dear brother and sister, as a body of Christ. We have a commitment all the way in our life when we rejoice that we make ourselves busy, not the circumstance outside this world, but with the circumstance and the true circumcisions with the Lord Jesus Christ through our heart, O Lord. And we might be rejoiced and might be busy with the walking with the Lord, knowing with the Lord, and keep our trusting with the Lord and praying with the Lord and pleasing Him. So dear brother and sister, come with the oneness of the heart which Spirit given with all among us, and we may worship Him with His love and with the every way that we may glorify Him and to honor Him. God may bless you, dear brother, sister.